From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The National Weather Service out of Midland has issued a red flag warning for the region, which means there are critical fire weather conditions due to a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and high temperatures. And that red flag warning will be in effect until 7 p.m. tonight, New Mexico time. 21-year-old Ryan Shipman of Roswell was arrested early Saturday morning and charged with two counts of burglary of a vehicle and one count of aggravated burglary of a vehicle, which a handgun was among the items reported stolen. According to Roswell police, they believe Shipman may be responsible for other vehicle burglaries in the area, that's West Roswell, since mid-October. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us more.
As further investigation continues, there's a possibility he might be charged with in a couple other cases. There are probably other instances that he's responsible for some vehicle burglaries, but there's also some victims that don't want to pursue charges.
Two of the four Lovington juveniles have been sentenced in the robbery murder of 18-year-old Ryan Bean, which occurred in October of 2019. According to court records, 17-year-old Brian Bertado of Lovington was charged with second-degree murder, also two counts of tampering with evidence and conspiracy to commit armed robbery with an attempt to commit a felony. Bertado pled and was sentenced as a juvenile. He is to be committed to the Children's, Youth, and Families Department until the age of 21. Similar charges were filed against 16-year-old Joel Ramirez of Lovington. He pled and was sentenced as a juvenile. He is to be committed to the CYFD department until the age of 21. Two other juveniles, ages 14 and 18, both from Lovington and allegedly involved in the crime, will learn of their fates later this week. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.